Perhaps you haven't noticed it, but recently it seems the fashion trends have been approaching very odd extremes. The women with their styles of slacks and shirts and shortcut hair are getting so they look like men, but they don't seem to care. Well, then we have the other half, the styles for men this year. Complete with pastel colored shorts, it makes them look so queer. We'd better end these fashion trends. We'd better cut them out, or they will bring disaster, and we'll have a turnabout. Look out, we'll have a turnabout. This could bring disaster. Look out, or we will never know the Lord from Lady Astor. Look out, we'll have a turnabout throughout every nation. Well, Bobby, here's a thing that really needs investigation. Paris fashions de-emphasize the curve. The women are slim and slender, but they'll carry these fashions just so far. And the women will eventually lose their gender. Please take heed of what I'm saying. Think I'm idly shouting, 'cause I know somehow if you act now, there'll be no turnabouting. There will be no turnabouting. Cha-cha-cha. Oh, well, look out, look out. We'll have a turnabout. This could bring great sorrow, 'cause the college girl of yesteryear will be the fullback of tomorrow. At every dance, we'd have a turnabout. This could be earth-shaking. A boy might find, to his dismay, it's not a girl he's taken. Let's go back to the days when men were men, the women were wearing dresses. Let's return once again to those days when you could tell the hosts from the hostesses. Please take heed of what I'm saying. Don't think I'm idly shouting, 'cause I know somehow if you act now, there'll be no turnabouting. There will be no turnabouting. There will be no turnabouting. Cha cha cha.
Thank you.
Hey, man, who is that lady I saw you with last night? Man, that was no lady. That was my brother. He just got a problem. I know a guy who had a problem. I do. I know a guy had a problem, and he got married. First night on the honeymoon, they went roaring off to the motel, jumped out of the car, ran inside. She pulled off all her clothes and jumped into bed. He pulled off all his clothes, put on all her clothes. She hadn't seen him since. That's a problem. Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack jumped over the candlestick. Alas, he didn't clear the flame, and now he's known as Anti-Man. Oh! I got another one. A guy is laying on the sidewalk. He's all beaten and bloody and battered and torn, and a policeman walks by, starts to help me, say, "What happened to you?" The guy looks up. He says, "Oh, officer, it was terrible. I came to this apartment house to visit my buddy. He lives on the 7th floor, but they have a darling self-service elevator. I got the wrong button, wrong floor. Gorgeous creature answered the door. I said, I'm out the wrong apartment, but now you can buy me a drink." And I waltzed inside. This gorgeous creature beat the hell out of me and threw me out the window. He said, "Officer, I may be a fairy, but I can't fly." I'm gonna sing you a Hollywood-type song. Girls can never change their nature. That is quite beyond their reach. If a girl is born a lemon, she can never be a peach. But the law of compensation is the law I always preach. You can always squeeze a lemon, but just try to squeeze a peach. What, you hear night night? You know who discovered a fuzz on peaches? Peach's boyfriend.
I did want to tell you, too, that when you applaud for me or laugh for me, it's not a total loss to you because you can take it off your income tax. It's a donation to charity. That's right. When you applaud for me, you're soothing a very warped ego. I'm a Hollywood reject. I don't tell that to everybody, but I was out there, Hollywood. It's a wild place. It's the only place where a guy can be elected queen for a day. That's right. And everybody in Hollywood has a fixation on glandular problems. They're all nuts. If you're not 40, sure, if you're not 40, they don't want it. And I'm 40 down here, but nobody would photograph me upside down. But I shouldn't knock Hollywood, because some good things happened to me out there. I got a new brassiere in Hollywood that they only sell to the Hollywood starlets. It's a very special thing. It's called embargo. I know that doesn't mean anything to you till you spell it backwards. Oh, grab me. The German word for brassiere, could stop him from flopping. That kind of shakes you up. We'd like to do another one. It's a brand new one. It's a little thing called How to Judge a Nightclub. I may not have the keenest sense of judgment, but here's a trick I've learned dither and yon. Though a girl can't judge a book by its cover, she sure can judge a nightclub by its john. If you wonder if the place you're in is classy, use the bathroom, not the barroom, for a guide. Don't be too impressed by marble stalls and mirrors. If you wanna know the truth, just step inside. You'll find some places never give you paper. This always wants to make me stamp and shout, while other places have a full container. But the trouble is you just can't get it out. There are many kinds of toilet paper holders. Some give an inch, some let you take a mile. Some click and snap off one, and if you pull again, you're done, cause the whole damn bunch falls out in one big pile. Now this mode of judging nightclubs isn't foolproof, but it works for me, so it's the one I use. 10 to 1, a joint that's tied with toilet paper is a joint that nightly waters down the booze. So here's a tip to all you young inventors: don't fiddle around with mousetraps anymore. Invent efficient toilet paper holders, and the world will be the path to your John door. I got an old story. It's about 42 years old. It's about the lady suing her husband for a divorce, and the judge saying, what ground? She said, judge, he called me a two-bit hussy. Judge says, what'd you do? Say, hell, I hit him with my sack of quarters. Yes, I was 42 years old. Now, I'll tell you one, it's only 22 years old. It's the one about the blonde, keeps an apartment, and she works for a living. And when I tell you she works for a living, I mean she really does. And she got a cute little maid. And one day that maid walks in the apartment. This blonde has got a beautiful full-length mink coat on. Maid said, where'd you get that coat? Blonde said, honey, if you want one like it, you go out, find yourself a man with $50,000, he'll get you one. That maid disappears. 3 weeks later, she turns up back at the apartment. She's debauched, dissipated, and bedraggled. She got a brand new full-length sable coat on. Blonde said, where'd you get that coat? Maid said, ma'am, I did just like you told me. She said, I went out, I looked everywhere for a man with $50,000. She said, I couldn't find one, but I sure say I found 50,000 men with a buck apiece. Hey, give me a little vampingie. Now my friends, the scene opens in the living room as usual. Ma's sitting on the sofa, sofa's padded, so is Ma. She likes it that way. She's sitting there, she's talking, and what she says sounds something like this. She say, what'll I do, or what'll I do? Today is the day that the mortgage is due. Well, my. Now it's a knock, knock, knock. A knock, 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 it's the mortgage man. Ooh, what'll we do? Hello, Ma, and hello, Pa.
Here I am, the mortgage man, and you give me my dough just as quick as you can. We got no money for you today. Please, Mr. Mortgage Man, leave us stay. No, 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 you gotta give me my dough. Or out you go in the cocoa snow. Not the cocoa snow, yeah, the cocoa snow. Not the cocoa snow, yeah, the cocoa snow. Where? Mama, mama, yeah. Mama, mama. Now it's a knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. It's Sister Sue. She gonna give it to him good. Hello, Paul, Sister Sue, how do you do? We ain't seen you for a day or two. Well, I've been downtown for a day or two. Downtown for a day or two, that's dangerous, God knows. What now? My, 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 my. Now it's a knock, knock, knock. And knock, knock, knock. It's the mortgage man again. Hell, I didn't know he lived. Hello, Ma, and hello, Pa. Now I'm back again, the mortgage man, and you give me my dough quick as you can. We got no money for you today. How in the heck are we gonna pay? Oh, no, 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 you gotta give me my dough. All right, you go in the cocoa snow. Not the cocoa snow, yeah, the cocoa snow. Not the cocoa snow. Is there any other kind that gets worse as we go on? Mortgage man, I have your money right here in my hand, and you take it, buddy, on the lam. Tell us true, daughter Sue, have you been a good girl in the last day or two? Have I been good in the last day or two? Hoo hoo, should we do it? Listen, Mo, listen, Paul, I was downtown for just 2 days. $500 is what that pays. I think you know, at least you should. To make that money, you gotta be good. My, 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 my. My, 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 my. Yeah. That's time to wet the old whistle here. Here's to it and from and to it again. If you don't get to do it when you get to it, you'll never get to it to do it again. That's real awesome. Or here's the girls who do, here's the girls who don't, here's the girls that say they will, and when you try, they won't. Why, the girls you love the best, the girls that fill your heart with delight, are the girls that say they never, never will. And when you try, you find they might. Or one martini is fine, two martinis are most, three you're under the table, four you're under the host. Watch out for that one. Or here's to America, where everyone needs a push. For a bird in the hand is worth two in a bush. What if in a bush a fair maid does stand, and a push in the bush is worth two in a hand. Oh, you heard the story about the guy who has headaches all the time and nothing will cure him. Finally, he goes to a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist says, look, that's easy. Every time you're going to get a headache, run over to the mirror, stick your thumbs in your ears, say, I'm not going to get a headache, I'm not going to get a headache, I'm not going to get a headache, and you won't. The guy thinks his psychiatrist must be nuttier than I am. But later that afternoon, he starts to get a headache. He thinks he will try it. He runs over to the mirror, sticks his thumbs in his ears, says, I'm not going to get a headache, I'm not going to get a headache, I'm not, and he doesn't. Every time, from then on in, when he starts to get a headache, he uses this remedy. Every time it works. A year goes by, he's having a little trouble with the wife. They're not swinging like they used to in the beginning and all that jazz. So he remembers his psychiatrist. He goes back. The psychiatrist gives him a remedy. Kavam, everything starts going great. It's just like in the beginning. But right before this guy jumps into bed at night, he runs into the bathroom. And the wife is getting a little bit curious. So one night she decides she will peek through the keyhole. He gets all ready for bed. He runs into the bathroom. He shuts the door. She comes running over, peeks through the keyhole. There he is, standing in front of the mirror, thumbs in his ears, saying, it's not my wife. It's not my wife. It's not my wife. But we're going to do a commercial song for you. It's a blues. Got a mind to wander. Got a mind to go back home. Got a mind to wander. Got a mind. Yeah. the country, some like the gals from town. What the heck's the difference when the sun goes down? 'Cause yes, I love you, baby. Baby, you are on me. I'm gonna follow you, baby. I will follow you to your grave. Now some make love in the winter, some make love in the fall. I make love in the morning, that's the best time of all. Well, it's a love, baby. Baby, you all be here. If you wanna be my man, you gotta come under my command. I got a mind to want. When he loves me, a heart of fool, heart door, 'cause yes, I love you, baby. Baby, you hold me here. I'm gonna follow you, baby. I will follow you to your grave. He wakes up early, and then he shrieks, "Mama, cut your toenails 'cause they're ripping the sheets." Well, yes, I love you, baby. Baby, you won't be here. And if you wanna be my man, you gotta come under my command. Oh, yes, you gotta come under my command. Yeah! Thank you very large. I wanted to tell you a Christmas story. Now, I would use the preacher in the Robert Hull suit so he'd appeal to the Midwest. And I'd give him the black book. It didn't have to be a Bible, just so it looked good. And I'd have the choir behind him, and I'd have him tell him a very poignant Christmas story. Once upon a time, in a little old town, lonely and desolate, in a little old hotel, lonely and desolate, there lived a little old lonely, desolate, old arthritic, old decrepit old man. It's Christmas Eve, and he's sitting there in his hotel room all alone, desolate, lonely, arthritic, and alone, and that's when the choir starts in. Oh, 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 oh. Just at that moment, there's a knock on the door. Ching, ching. It's a bellboy. He's a little old man. So old, lonely, all three, desolate, decrepit, lonely, and lonely on Christmas Eve. Wouldn't you like some company? Little old man say, yeah. Bellboy said, go around the corner. You spot a white house with a white picket fence around it. Go up, knock on the door, ask for Kitty. Oh! He goes outside around the corner, sees the white house with the white picket fence around it, goes out, knocks on the door, asks for Kitty. She say, yeah, Mr. Dillon. Oh, oh, oh. He said, Kitty, I'm all alone, Arthur, desperate, desperate, decrepit, lonely, lonely on Christmas Eve, and you give me a little bit of company. Kitty said, come on in, Mr. Dillon. I got 20 beautiful girls for you. Oh, me handsome daddy walks inside, he sees these 20 beautiful girls. All of a sudden, over in the corner, he spots this big, fat, old, ugly, old, fat, fat, ugly, old, dirty, old broad with the dirty blouse on. He has a twinge of pity for her, and he said, "Kitty, I'll take her." Just at that moment, tears start running down the cheeks of this fat old, ugly old, fat, fat, ugly old, fat old, ugly old, dirty old blob with the dirty blouse on. Mr. Dillon goes over, he takes this big fat old, ugly old, fat, fat, ugly old, fat old, dirty old blob with the dirty blouse on. Tears running down her fat old, ugly old, fat, fat, dirty old cheeks. He starts to lead her up the stairs. But this is that minute he turns to her and he say, "Fat old ugly old fat ugly old fat old ugly old dirty old blob with the dirty blouse on. Tears running down your fat old ugly old fat fat dirty old cheeks. Why are you crying?" And she looks at him and she says, "Oh, Mr. Dillon, everybody picks me." Be kind to your fine feathered friends, for a duck may be somebody's mother. They live in a place called a swamp, where the climate's strictly damp. You may think that this is the end, well, it isn't. This is... Ha ha!